A unanimous 11-judge panel in Seattle last week upheld Washington's law barring convicted felons from voting until they complete their parole. The court rejected arguments that the law violated the Voting Rights Act by discriminating against minorities who make up the majority of convicted felons. That's one of several arguments at play in a Milwaukee County case as well, challenging Wisconsin's ban on felon voting. But attorney Paul Kaczynski, who represents the Milwaukee parolee in the case, says he hopes the circuit court also considers a second argument that takes into account the fact that voting is one of the most fundamental rights granted in the Constitution.
All the United States Supreme Court case law says that if you're going to restrict a fundamental right, you have to have a narrowly tailored law that is the least restrictive means to restrict it. And there's only been one that they've ever found that acceptable to, and that was a case called Korematsu, which found that the Japanese internment camps were okay.
Kaczynski says equating paroled felons with the Japanese Americans imprisoned during World War II seems an inappropriate way to legitimize a ban on felon voting. The next hearing in the Milwaukee case is set for November 19th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.